Good morning, Shabbat Shalom. How are we today? Finish the sentence. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Let us stand this morning as we come before the Lord. We are in His presence. We are new and refreshed, and our mercies are new every morning. Yehovah, haven't you existed forever? I'm reading from Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. Yehovah, haven't you existed forever? My God, my Holy One, we will not die. Adonai, you appointed them to execute judgment. Rock, you commissioned them to correct us. Your eyes are too pure to see evil. You cannot countenance oppression. So why do you countenance traitors? Why are you silent when evil people swallow up those more righteous than they? You make people like fish in the sea, like reptiles that have no ruler. The evil haul them all with their hooks. Catch them with their fishnet, or gather them in their dragnet. Then they rejoice and make merry, offering sacrifices to their fishnet and burning incense to their dragnet, because through them they live in luxury with plenty of food to eat. Should they therefore keep emptying their nets? Should they keep slaughtering the nations without pity? I will stand at my watchpost. I will station myself on the rampart. I will look to see what Yehovah will say through me and what I will answer when I am reproved. Abba Father, thank you for this morning. Father, may we see that those things around us that we lean on so heavily are not the things that you want us to lean on. You want us to lean on you, to put our trust and our hope in you. And yet, we find our strength so many times in our jobs, in our relationships. But Father, I pray that you will teach us how to trust you, how to have that intimate relationship with you, how to listen to your voice and seek after you with a pure heart. So Father, today we ask you to come into this building, Father, to fill it with your presence, your weighty presence, Father. Accept our worship and our praise this morning, and may it be an acceptable fragrance in your presence. And for this we pray in Yeshua's beloved name. Amen. As Eileen's preparing for the lighting of the menorah, I remind you all that it is holy fire. There have been so much debate over whether there is to be a fire lit on this day. But when we get out of the legalism, we get into the joy of His presence. He is an all-consuming fire, is He not? And that said, it is a representation of His Spirit, the seven spirits of the Lord, as we find in Isaiah chapter 11. It is also a comfort to us because it is a representation of Yeshua, our Messiah, and the unity of the body. So this is a very special moment. I am so excited each time when we ask the ladies, and we don't get any hesitation. It's like, yep, I'd love to do it. So praise the Lord today. Eileen has stepped forward, and if we can take a moment and light the menorah together. And there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. That day will come, as I pause in Selah, he will avenge his fallen saints. So with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked, and righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Hallelujah. Let us join as we say the messianic prayer together. I hereby join myself to the Master Adonai Yeshua, the Messiah, the righteous one who is the bread of life and the true light, the source of eternal salvation for those who hear him. Like a branch which remains in the vine, so may I remain in him, just as he also remains in the Father, and the Father in him, in order that they might remain in us. In the grace of the Master Adonai Yeshua, the Messiah, the love of Jehovah, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abound with and in us. And might we all say, Amen. Amen. Ron has a gift today. He's able to capture Helen's piano playing, even though she is away visiting family in Calgary.
Just love this time of year. It's so glorious. The symphony of birdsong in the morning. It's just unbelievable, and we're so blessed to have this creation all around us. So, thanks to our wonderful Creator, we have all this marvelous rebirth of everything this time of year. So let's sing praise to that Creator.
The Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and you shall have a song in the night. Come to the mountain of the Lord, see his glory and his might. He is the mighty one of Israel, the mighty one of Israel. His voice shall be heard in the power of his word, the mighty one of Israel. The eyes of the blind shall be opened and they'll see, the ears of the deaf shall hear. The lame man shall jump and shall leap as a hart, the tongue of the dumb shall see. Shall be heard in the power of his word, the mighty one of Israel. The Lord shall cause his glorious beauty to be seen. The desert shall bloom and rejoice. Say to them that are fearful of heart, be strong and listen to his voice.
This song is one that we haven't sung that often. It's a little Hebrew, a little English, but I thought, can you get us to the Hebrew part, and we'll just have a little practice on that part? Next one, maybe. Okay, there it is. Okay. Say it after me. Se'u She'arim. Rashechem. V'yavo melech hakavod. And there's one more line we need to try. There it is. Mi huze melech hakavod. Adonai Tzevaot. Okay, now you know all the Hebrew, and we'll do the English first. Okay, ready, set, here we go. Lift up your heads, you everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Lift up your heads, you everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Say, Ushe'arim Rashechem, V'yavo Melech HaKavod. She'avim rachechem v'yavo melech hakavod. Mi huze melech hakavod. Adonai Tzevaot. Mi huze melech hakavod. Adonai Tzevaot. She'arim Rashechem V'yavo Melech HaKavod. Se'u She'arim Rashechem V'yavo Melech HaKavod. Do you know the name of His Son, or the wonders He has done? Do you know the name of His Son, Yeshua HaMashiach? This one you know.
Baruch Haba B'Shem Adonai. Oh, how we wait for the world to recognize who he is. How we wait, yearn deep within our souls for his people to cry out, Adonai Yeshua, Moshiachenu, our Messiah. Abba Father, beloved Jehovah, we call to you, come soon. Bring to us the redemption of the world, the redemption of the Jewish people, the redemption of the nations. Bring it to us soon. Baruch Hashem Yeshua Moshiachenu. Amen.
Think about often when I play it, because this is a song written by a Gentile who is just overwhelmed by the adoption into the family. Could it be that our blood is the same? How can a stranger, a remnant of nations, belong to the royal line? You showed your grace when the branches were broken, and I grafted into the vine. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Baruch Hashem Adonai. How could you show me such bountiful mercy by taking the life of the lamb? Your love is greater than I can imagine. I bless you with all that I am. Praise to you, Jesus, the veil has been parted, and what once was secret is known. Now I can cry to you, Abba, my Father, and praise you as one of your own. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Baruch Hashem.
We are so blessed that we can call Israel our brother. Father, may we completely understand your plan and desire to work through your people. And let us lift them up and strengthen them and join in the same plan that they are doing on the earth to bring your name high. Father, praise you that we can come into your presence with that boldness, and that we can praise you and dance with reckless abandon in your presence. May that joy saturate us. May we see you and know you just as Abraham knew you. May we be called a friend and a lover of your heart as David was. Amen.
In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord, my God, in your presence. I want to hide, where the flood of evil cannot reach me, where I'm covered by your blood. I want to be where the schemes of darkness cannot touch me.
Isn't it a joy to know that we are in his presence? He is with us all the time. And the only time that we don't feel that he is with us is when we move away from him. He will never move away from us. That is his promise. So in his presence is a state that we all want to be in. And beloved, that is our choice, Amen. Not his.